Hello, everybody. Welcome to another SU Oddities. Again, not too sure when this is going to drop, but the timestamp looks like it'll probably be either just before Christmas or just after. And we've covered these things before. You know, of course, being Americans, for the most part, there's some subscribers we have from other parts of the world. Actually found one from India the other day, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, you know, we do, you know, usually as Americans, we tend to talk about our cryptids, our mythological beasts that we talk about, you know, that roam the lands, whether it's Bigfoot or the Loch Ness. But do we actually go around the world and talk about things, especially when we are talking about things that are similar to the vampire myths? And so figured we would cover that. Here is 11 mythological bloodsuckers from around the world that you may or may not know of. And it's some of them are pretty goddamn interesting. So here we go. So first, we're going to start out. Celtic fairies bake blood cakes. I kid you not. So many Celtic fairies, or Celtic, dependent, were believed to have less than whimsical diet. On the Isle of Man, it was once tradition to leave water out each night for the fairies, or they would drink the blood of those asleep inside the house. Some said the fairies would even bake the family's blood into a blood cake and hide it somewhere in the house for them to find. If the people didn't find and consume the cake, they would wither away and die. And again, that's it's interesting. We move on to the Germans. This is actually more interesting than that. The malevolent entity known as the Alp is said to haunt the people of Germany, especially young women. More specifically, any woman who commits an unforgivable sin while pregnant, like eating something unclean, whoa, calm down, will suffer at the hands of the Alp. The Alp enters humans through their mouths by turning into a mystery snake or by using its tongue. Then it plagues its victims with terrifying nightmares. Fits, sleepwalking, and night seizures are all the work of an Alp. The Alp sucks blood from a person's nipples. Of course, why wouldn't he? And is said to enjoy breast milk as well. Well, he sounds kind of a pervert, but there you go. Meanwhile, moving on, the blood-sucking demon goddess has a ferocious head of a lion, the body of a donkey, and the appetite for babies. This actually is a Mesopotamian legend known as Lamashtu. Lameshtu prefers newborns and will stalk a mother into the moment she gives birth. Then she will swoop in and eat the baby's flesh and drink its blood. So there's that. An ancient incantation against her reads, "Great is the daughter of heaven who tortures babies. Her hand is a net. Her embrace is death. She is cruel, raging, angry, predatory, a runner. A thief is the daughter of heaven." It doesn't rhyme, but okay, whatever. Meanwhile, we move on to India. This is actually, it's great. There's another one I've never heard of. The vampiric lore in India includes tales of creatures known as the Vitalas. The entities are said to lurk around cemeteries and feed on corpses. The Vitalas can inhabit corpses as well and may impersonate dead animals as well as people. These creatures are of the night are said to take special pleasure in killing children, causing miscarriages, and spreading destruction. You know, and just a quick side note, too, it does amaze me as we go through these things that, you know, it seems like most cultures always share similar things to either whether it's what vampire lore may be, werewolf lore may be, ocean cryptids lore may be. It's just crazy how sometimes across the continent, across the globe, when these cultures had no interaction with one another, how similar some of these beliefs are. I don't know. Again, just a side note. As we move on, we're going to move on to the good old Irish. And hopefully I don't butcher this. This name sounds... Okay, we'll try. One Irish legend tells the chilling tale of the Diarg Du. Her name is Gaelic for red bloodsucker, and she was once a beautiful young woman who was forced into an abusive marriage. Welcome to the boat, people. She committed suicide but rose from her grave as a vampire. Her first mission was to kill her husband and her father. Of course, why wouldn't it be? But she didn't stop there, and supposedly still continues to feed on young men. Like a siren, she lures them out into the night as they sleep, and then she drains them of life. Oh, typical fucking marriage. The Filipino Aswang sucks up blood with a super long tongue. Almost rhymes. According to Filipino lore, the Aswang is an incredibly attractive, seemingly normal woman by day, She may even be married and have children, but by night, holy shit, she has a demon on a demon, a blood-sucking bird, evidently. She has a long, hollow tongue that she slides through open windows or ceiling cracks and inserts into her sleeping victims, sucking their blood like nectar. The lick of the Aswang is so potent that it can mean death if the creature so much as grazes its tongue on a person's shadow. I get, wow, that's potent right there. We move on. The Hindu Pashacha, or Pashacha, feeds on human energy. I've worked with so many people that do this. According to Hindu lore, Pashacha can drive you insane. These flesh-eating demons have dark skin with bulging veins and prominent red eyes protruding from their sockets. Like many creatures with vampiric attributes, they have the power to shapeshift. This particular breed, however, is able to become invisible and feeds on human energies, invades their minds, and even alters their thoughts. Some stories say that anyone who sees a Pashacha is doomed to die within 9 months. That's pretty specific. And moving on, the Romani people put their own twist on vampire stories. In their tales, female vampires return to married life after rising from the grave. They were just as bloodthirsty as their male counterparts, but also had a voracious sexual appetite to add to it, and were said to exhaust their human husbands. Male vampires could father children, and those children would have special senses when it came to vampire detection, known as dampiers. The half-vampires could later become professional vampire hunters. Oh, so that blade, in other words. And even in the Jewish tradition we have, and this is actually kind of interesting, the Lilithu are descended from Lilith, a demon queen of Hebrew lore. In Jewish texts, Lilith was Adam's first wife and was cast out of the Garden of Eden for refusing to be subservient to him. From there, her name became demonized, and legends describing her as a succubus came about. Lilith and her horde of demonic children are said to feed on flesh and blood in the night. And while they're dying on men, they prefer to sink their teeth into babies. So there's that. The Portuguese Bruxa appear as menacing birds. The Bruxa of Portugal are female vampiric spirits that were once witches, and their powers are said to come from Satan himself. They were able to shapeshift into the form of many animals, including wolves. But the most often appear as birds of prey and are known to swoop down on travelers and feed greedily on the blood of small children. Of course, the Vikings have their version here. Last but not least, the Draugr is a mythical Icelandic ghost with some vampiric tendencies. The spirits seek out humans to drive mad and can enter a person's dreams. The creatures enjoy drinking blood, but also consume its victims' flesh. Why not? According to lore, Draugr were created when a Viking failed to die honorably. Holy shit. Its spirit would come back as a reeking, hulking figure with a penchant for crushing human prey. God, Vikings are so badass. I love those stories. Anyway, there you go. Short and easy. Like I said, things around the world that are similar to what we know as vampires. But some of these are, wow, out of the box. So, you know, think about that as you, you know, if you're a traveler or you're, you know, interested in knowledge and other things. Yeah, check these things out. Look into them a little bit more in depth. I think there's a couple of these that we have some episodes partially written on. But a lot of these, the lore is so small that there really isn't much to, other than, hey, it does this, right? Anyway, happy holidays, folks. Stay strange.